USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We have smugglers and traffickers profiting from human misery every single day by exploiting people who are seeking a better life.
Facing doubting Democrats, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says illegal immigration at the southern border has prompted a humanitarian crisis there.
We have encountered recycling rings where innocent young people are used multiple times to help aliens gain illegal entry.
Nielsen telling that House hearing that officials are on track to apprehend at least 900,000 undocumented immigrants this year. At least 21 people, mostly students, injured when a school bus crashes into a dump truck in Indiana this morning, about 45 minutes west of Cincinnati. 19 students injured in addition to the school bus driver and the driver of the dump truck. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Michael Cohen's on Capitol Hill for a private follow-up appearance before the House Intelligence Committee. President Trump's longtime personal lawyer testified for several hours before the Intel panel last week, a day after a lengthy public hearing in the House Oversight Committee where Cohen slammed Trump, accusing him of directing some of the crimes that Cohen committed, including lying to Congress and campaign finance violations. R&B singer R. Kelly giving a bizarre morning interview amid new allegations he sexually abused underage girls.
Whether they're old rumors, new rumors,
why would they
future
say this
rumors,
about you?
Not true.
In that interview with Gayle King on CBS This Morning, Kelly said he'd have to be stupid to hold girls against their will given the history of accusations against him. Two respected North Korea monitoring websites and the South Korean government saying that the North appears to be rebuilding a rocket test site as seen in images taken by satellites. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The cleanup resuming in eastern Alabama after Sunday's EF4 tornado ripped through Lee County. Another tornado hitting the very same area. 23 people died, ranging from 6 to 89 years of age, including about 8 members of one family. Officials say there's still a handful of people unaccounted for, so the death toll may rise. Russian authorities are holding 2 young volunteers from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. A church spokesman, Eric Hawkins, says the men were detained on Friday at a church in Russia's main port on the Black Sea. The LDS Church calling their missionaries in Russia volunteers because of a crackdown on religious minorities. And Lent begins today for millions of Catholics around the world who will be observing Ash Wednesday. Many Catholics will go to church to have a priest smear ashes in the sign of a cross on their forehead, symbolizing mourning and penance. Many Christians give up something tangible for Lent, from liquor to a favorite food. They try to purify themselves in advance of Good Friday, which marks Christ's death on the cross. And the subsequent Sunday is Easter Sunday, which then celebrates Jesus' resurrection. This year, Easter is on April 21st. Remember to find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.